Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I am Chandler Carney, and with me, as always, Brady Scott.
What up?
Took a little bit of ale when I introduced it like that last week. Had a little asterisk out to the side of it.
Out to the side?
Yeah, you know, you just got to put a little asterisk out there because, yeah. That was it, man. And then you messed it up because you had to go do stuff.
Yeah.
How was your extra credit thing Saturday?
Terrible.
You didn't have fun?
No. I sat there from 9 to 12 looking at a document written by somebody in the 1600s, and I'm trying to read what it says and type it out.
How'd you read it? I mean, did they write in English?
I mean, it was in America. It may have been the 1700s or 1800s, but
was it like difference. The Constitution?
No. Like, it was documents that people actually wrote. Like, people from the Mobile Bay Colony and stuff like that.
But not like the Mobile Bay Bears.
No. No. Totally different thing.
Huh. Was it at least like a little interesting?
No.
What did they write about?
I don't remember. They were having a big meeting.
A big meeting?
Yeah.
You know, like to declare the independence?
No, it wasn't that.
I feel like that's a big meeting.
The Indians were still negotiating. Ooh. I think it was three. Deal thing. I don't know. I got through about 2.5 pages. Couldn't do it no more.
So you sat there for 5 hours and only did 2.5 pages?
No, I was there from 9 to 12.
3 hours and you did 2.5 pages.
That's how hard it was to read. You'll sit there 5 minutes and make out a sentence.
Well, I mean, at that rate, how many sentences are on a page?
I don't know. They were long. I mean, it was probably... I probably typed like 3 pages.
So you could like, so what were you doing? You were like transcribing this stuff?
Yeah.
But you said it was written in English. So like, why are you transcribing it?
Like, it was written in sort of weird English, spelled different and all.
So kind of like,
you can make out what it says, but, and the paper was hard to read and they're going to print them up nice and whatever.
Is your name going to go on it?
Yes.
That's lit.
It better. I'm going to sue school.
I was in a consumer behavior class the other day, and we were talking about microcultures and stuff. And my professor asked us, she's like, have y'all ever been to another country where they speak English, but it's not the same English? And you're like, nobody really raised their hand. And she was like, I've been to Scotland, and they speak English,
yeah.
But it is not the same.
No. I'm telling you, man. Like, where two S's go, the first S would be an F, and it messed me all up. I couldn't get past it.
Why would it be an F?
I don't know. It don't ask. Got some free donuts and water out of it, though.
Oh, from Krispy Kreme?
No.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
It is.
Where was the donuts from?
I don't remember.
What kind of water was it?
I think Shipley's and Dasani.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, it was free.
Yeah, but I mean, they could. I mean, you're sitting there doing this stuff for free. They could at least brought you like Core Water or Evian or something. You know what I mean?
That's Southern Miss.
All right, so you want to play a game?
I guess. Depends on what it is.
Pretender or contender?
Well, I have big opinions, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, just to clarify, here's how the rules work. I'm going to name a team. You're going to tell me if they're a pretender or a contender and why you think that.
Okay.
All right. First up on the list, it's going to be really easy for you starting out. Ohio State.
Contender.
Why?
They have probably, outside of Clemson, the easiest rest of the way.
Yeah, I think the biggest test of them is going to be Penn State.
Wisconsin. In a couple weeks.
I'm going to stay with Penn State.
Penn State is overrated.
So I think Ohio State's a contender as well. All right.
Justin Fields is the real deal.
He is. He should be in talks for the Heisman.
That defense may be the best defense in college football this year.
There's only one that may be better than it. But, I mean, I'm saying, like, it's close.
Who?
Penn State's defense does not look terrible, man.
They ain't Ohio State.
We're going to find out.
Ohio State going to hang 30 or 40.
But no, I mean, I understand that Penn State's played Iowa. They're playing Michigan.
Who stinks.
They're not really, you know, explosive teams on offense.
Penn State's got to score 21 points, and they'll win by at least 10.
They probably win by 21 points.
That's fair.
All right, Wisconsin, pretender or contender?
I think they're a contender.
So you got two teams in the Big Ten that are a contender. Yes. I don't think they're a contender.
I do.
They're just a pretender. They're going to lose two games, and it's going to knock them out. It's
going to help them out.
I don't see it.
They get a chance to play the best team in the country.
And they're going to lose. Potentially
twice.
But they're going to lose.
They have the best chance of knocking off Ohio State as anybody in the Big Ten.
You don't think it's Purdue?
No.
Not a repeat season?
No. Somebody different every year.
All right. Michigan.
Pretender. That ain't it. Michigan's terrible. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Shea Patterson hasn't won a big game since the Elite 11 finals.
It's fair.
Hasn't even come close.
All right. Oregon.
Contender.
You think Oregon's a contender? Yes. I think if they beat Washington tomorrow night, they are. But I don't think they're going to beat Washington.
I think this is the year for the Pac-12, if there ever is one.
I think next year will be it. Think about next year, if Eason comes back, Washington's going to be your best bet.
But you don't have Oregon. Who knows what USC will be. USC needs Urban
Meyer. USC's going to have Urban Meyer, so, you know.
Utah's going to be Utah. Arizona State's going to be a year older.
Arizona State's going to be a very good contender.
Washington State's going to lose games they shouldn't and win games they should.
Just like Washington. That whole state, man. All right, so you ready for the next one?
No.
Florida, pretender or contender?
Pretender.
Why?
I don't believe in the Dan Mullen system because he probably had one of the best teams in the country when he was at Mississippi State that year, that us and State both had those that weekend where we knocked off Alabama and were ranked in the top four and couldn't. He always chokes down a stretch.
Well, he always chokes in the big games. He hadn't played Georgia yet.
Game. No, he's not going to win that game. Jake Fromm's not going to lose another game till they play Alabama. Auburn could be the slip up, but
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. He may lose three ball games this year.
Auburn and Bama.
I think he has potential. So he's got South Carolina.
Yes.
And he can lose to Florida and Auburn.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's him.
No, it's a play calling.
It's Kirby Smart.
They're too conservative. They just want to run the ball. That's all they want to do.
Look, we're going to take a pause from this game for a second. Okay. And this is why. So let me ask you, Georgia, pretender or contender?
Contender.
See, I think they're a pretender. And the reason is because you got Kirby Smart, who, I mean, they want to run the ball. And can you blame them for wanting to run the football?
No, not with the backs they have.
They lost to South Carolina by 3 points.
Yeah, South Carolina's terrible.
At no point during this game were they out of this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were playing like they were down by 21 points and having Jake Fromm throw the ball 51 times. And I'm not saying that it wasn't Fromm's fault, but there were a few mistakes.
A few drop balls.
A few interceptions thrown that I don't think were completely on Fromm.
That went through the guy's hands.
So you're not down, but yet you're not sticking to the game plan. Like, what's going on? Because I keep saying they need to open up the offense. Well, that's not opening up the offense. That's playing like you're scared.
Yeah.
That's playing like, oh, we're going to lose. We're afraid to lose. And so now let's throw the football. And when we lose, we'll just blame it on Jake Fromm.
Maybe that game shows them that. And they learn from it instead of going back to just doing whatever they usually do.
I'm just saying there was no need to panic at no point during that game.
Maybe this wakes them up because they hadn't played great all season.
No, but I'm telling you, man, I'm blaming this on Kirby Smart and him putting the coaching staff together.
You make a valid point.
I mean, people don't want to believe it, but I mean, it's true.
He needs to hire an offensive guy and say, here.
He's not Nick Saban.
No. Saban hired, what's his name? Sarkisian. Okay, it's your offense.
I mean, think about when he hired Kiffin. It's how much offense. Pride did he swallow?
Yes, because he let Lane Kiffin do something totally different than he wanted to do because it won ball games.
But he had to not be a control freak to.
Yes.
Saban's great because Saban changes with the times. He's not afraid to do that. At first, I'm sure it's scary. Like, you don't want to.
It took LSU this long.
And look what happened.
They finally figured it out. I just turned my mic off.
Like, would you have ever believed that LSU is just throwing the ball around the yard?
No.
And actually being successful?
No.
All right, LSU, pretender or contender?
I don't think the defense is that good.
Pretender or contender?
Pretender. I'm not sold on Joe Burrow.
I'm sold on Joe Burrow. I'm not sold on their defense.
The backs broke too many long runs in the Florida game.
I think Joe Burrow. Yeah, and I mean, we were very critical of him last year. And I feel like we had every reason to be critical because it was the same LSU offense. All you needed to do was go in and manage the game.
Yep.
But you see him now that he can do those things. I just think they're a pretender because they're not going to beat Alabama. No. They may not beat Auburn.
They're not going to beat Bama and they're not going to beat Auburn.
Auburn, pretender or contender?
Contender with their defense.
I think Auburn's a contender, and I think that they have – I know they lost Florida. Whoa, big whoop.
That Georgia game decides the one-loss SEC team with the best chance.
Yeah. Because, I mean, potentially you're sitting there.
The winner of that game's in a good spot, depending on what goes on in the rest of the country.
I think
if the SEC gets two, I think the winner of that game, unless they lose another one, has the best shot.
If they lose to Bama and Georgia, they're done.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Three losses.
Auburn's got the best chance, though, because if Georgia loses to Bama, that's two.
I mean, I just don't think that there's a whole lot to read into this Florida game just because the freshmen look like a freshman.
Yeah.
Now, if it happens again,
we're done.
They're done. But I'm fully on Auburn. Yeah. That they're a contender. Alabama, contender or pretender?
They're always a contender as long as Nick Saban's walking on the sideline.
So we're going to say Clemson as well, contender?
Yeah.
I think that Oklahoma also is contender.
I agree.
Texas is out, in my opinion.
Texas is done. Texas may lose two more ball games.
Baylor, contender or pretender?
Pretender, I'm not sold. They're undefeated.
I think they're a pretender.
But they're squeaking by. Because in any of their past four ball games.
We could have flipped a coin and lost.
Yes.
I think this is what's going to happen with it. I think that Baylor is going to have a good chance to make a New Year's Six bowl.
Yes.
Because I think that they'll end up playing Oklahoma for the Big 12 title.
They still haven't got into the meat of the Big 12 yet either.
I mean, that's fair. But from watching them, their defense is getting better week in and week out.
Yeah.
And Matt Rhule is getting more confident week in and week out.
Yeah.
And so is Charlie Brewer. I think that they're good, but I don't think that they're going to be good enough to beat Oklahoma.
No.
Now, if that spread to that game comes out and it's above maybe 17 or 21, probably going to take Baylor to cover.
No.
Yeah.
They can't play with Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma didn't cover against Kansas. I think Baylor will be fine.
They can't play with them. They can't keep
Oklahoma
it within
didn't
20.
Cover against Kansas. I think Baylor will be fine.
They can't keep it within 20.
Oklahoma couldn't cover against Kansas. And they beat Kansas by 25. What are you talking about? They can't keep it within 20.
They can't.
Baylor's defense is 12 times better.
I don't care. You're not stopping them.
They didn't cover against Kansas. I'll take the points with Baylor.
You go ahead. You're going to lose.
I just said, you know, if it's above 7, depending on what it is. All right, so that wraps that up. That was pretty fun, was it not?
Yeah.
It's kind of like buying stock, selling stock.
I guess. We'll find out.
All right, well, let's get into some picks now. Coming off a rough week, how you feeling?
9-6 ain't rough.
For you, it's a little rough, man.
I mean, for you to think that's rough for me, I think I'm doing all right.
So got the total tally for this year. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
We're about midway through. Right. You are 7 games ahead in college football.
Woohoo.
You're 68, I'm 61. Air Raid Dogs, I'm 6-1 and you're 4-3, but you do have 3 outright wins.
Yeah, proud of those.
And NFL, I'm 2 games ahead at 18 and you have 16.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's not bad. I didn't realize that I shit the bed like the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen. It does.
It does.
Do you realize that I went 5-15 the first week we picked?
Yeah, it was rough.
College football.
It was a rough week.
Yeah, rough, rough. All right. Up first, we got Florida at South Carolina. Florida's a 4.5-point favorite. South Carolina's coming off this win against Georgia. Who you taking in this one?
I'm not buying the Will Muschamp hype. He won't get it done twice, especially not back-to-back weeks. Florida, but South Carolina has been better since Will Muschamp started wearing glasses.
Yeah, also since Jake Bentley fell off the face of the earth, they've been a lot better.
Yeah, and Helinski should play, so it'll be close.
I don't know if Helinski will play. I think, you know, he got hurt last week.
It's going to be close.
Dekarion Joyner came in. I just don't think South Carolina has it in them to win this game on the road. Well, they're at home, but against this defense. This defense is better than Georgia's defense.
Yes.
So I'm going Florida as well. Next up, we got Kent State at Ohio. Ohio is an 8-point favorite. Who you taking, man?
Ohio.
Good pick.
Teams in Ohio seem to be playing pretty well this year.
Yeah, they did. They have. Which is maybe the exception of Miami, but Ohio State's played great. Cincinnati's balling.
Toledo hasn't been terrible.
Well, they did lose to Bowling Green last week.
But they hadn't been terrible.
Is Bowling Green back in your good graces?
No.
Okay. NC State at Boston College. NC State's a 3-point favorite. Who you got in this one?
I've seen Boston College. They lost to Kansas. NC State.
I don't blame you.
You lose to Kansas, you can't be picked.
I mean, that's a fair assessment. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you don't cover against Kansas, you shouldn't be picked to cover ever again either. So
I don't care. They got the dub.
Iowa State at Texas Tech. Iowa State's a 7.5-point favorite. Who you got in this one?
Both these teams been screwing me all year.
That's fair.
I'm going to go with Brock Purdy and Iowa State.
I was actually really, really, really interested to see you take here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brock Purdy. I don't know. Might as well just ride him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Texas Tech then.
Go for it, man.
Just because every time you pick one of these teams, it's always the opposite.
It is. I don't know. It's got to balance out eventually.
Well, this will be the week to do it, I'm sure, just because I picked Tech.
I hope so.
TCU at Kansas State. TCU's a 3.5-point favorite. And this one, who you got?
Kansas State came to Mississippi and beat Mississippi State. At the time, I thought that was a very good win.
Yeah,
but now Mississippi State just got beat by Jerry Garantano, and Kansas State squeaked by. I'm going with, I forgot who they played.
TCU.
I'm going TCU.
I'm going to Kansas State. I think that they have a very good chance to win 6 or 7 this year and go to a bowl game. Next up, we got Oregon at Washington. Oregon is a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Who you got, and what are your thoughts leading up into it?
It's time for Herbert.
You think so?
This is his game.
Well,
he blew it after the first quarter in the Auburn game. This is his game that potentially puts him in the number one pick conversation.
Does it?
If he wins. If he goes off and wins this game, it puts him back in the conversation.
Well,
just because of his body.
I think we all think that Washington loses games that they have no business losing.
Yes.
They always win the games they have no business winning.
Yes, they do.
It makes no sense. Absolutely zero sense.
None.
Like, Jacob Eason looks like a Heisman contender 1 week, and then the next week it's just they come out and lay an egg. It's a dud. Here's the thing, though. They're a 2.5-point home underdog. Oregon's rolling into Seattle. And you can say they play in Eugene and all this, but that's a different – you ask anybody in the Pac-12,
Ducks,
including our friend Yogi Roth, he'll tell you Seattle's a different environment.
Ducks.
I'm rolling with these Huskies and Jacob Eason in this game because I feel like this is the game they're not supposed to win that they'll win.
Ducks.
And it's going to knock the Pac-12 out of contention. All right, next up we got North Carolina at Virginia Tech. North Carolina's a 3.5-point favorite. Who you got?
I'm going to go with North Carolina. I don't think Virginia Tech's that good.
I don't either. I don't think North Carolina's that good, but Matt Brown has them believing they are, and that's all you need sometimes.
Virginia Tech does not play for their coach either.
Nope, they do not. They all want to leave and lose games.
They want him fired bad.
I don't even think it's that. I just think that after Frank Beamer left, it was just like
not cool anymore.
Yeah. I mean, going to playing at Virginia Tech and doing their walk-in and everything like
that.
I
want to go there.
Like, that was something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Just like at Florida State with Bobby Bowden. Something happened the last couple of years with Jimbo.
Yeah.
And Willie Taggart is getting every bit of the blame, which, I mean, he deserves half of it at
Jimbo
least.
Jimbo got out of there. He knew.
I mean, there was a reason they rescheduled a game to get bowl eligible, and he left before that game was played.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Duke at Virginia. Virginia's a 3.5-point favorite. Who you got?
I don't trust Duke.
Oh, I trust Duke. I don't trust Virginia. Virginia's been a pretender all season. Not buying it. Lose to Miami last week.
They're a pretender, but they win this game.
Duke's just like Washington, man. They win those games they ain't supposed to win.
Not this year.
They already won one this year they weren't supposed to win.
Not again.
Are you ready for this one, man?
Yeah, probably not.
Baylor at Oklahoma State. OK State's a 4-point favorite. Who you got in this one?
This is the last week I'm going to do it besides Oklahoma week. Oklahoma State.
Last week you're going to do what? Pick against Baylor or?
Yes.
You say you're not fully buying into them yet.
Mm-mm. I'm not bought in yet. They win this game, I'll believe a little bit.
I'm going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off of it.
I don't blame you. I ain't been on it the whole time.
There's only one game that I feel like I would pick against them, and that is Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because let's be realistic. I think they'll cover them the game, depending on the spread.
Yeah.
But I'm taking Matt Rhule and the Baylor Bears. Squeak by. 2-point game.
More than likely. That's all they play.
Yeah. You want to know who else only plays like 2-point games?
Who?
Arizona State, and they're going to take on Utah, and Utah's a 13.5-point favorite. Who you got in that one?
I can't pick against Utah, not when they're at home. I got to go with the Utes.
They've been taking L's at home.
They do not cover. I can't pick against them when they play there.
You can't pick against Utah at home. I can't pick against Herm Edwards either way.
Fair.
Listen, Arizona State has no business winning this game. You know, on paper, none. But you look at what Herm Edwards can do with this team, and you're going to find out a little bit when we watch this HBO thing. Jaden Daniels has the poise and moxie of a very young Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a baller.
He'll never be that size.
So I am riding the Sun Devils. I'm taking Herm Edwards to win this game and get a upset on the road.
The Utes.
They've already done it twice this year. I mean, Utes, what's the third time?
Utes by 10.
Texas A&M at Ole Miss. A&M is a 5.5-point favorite in this game. Who you got? What are your thoughts on it?
There's only one thought. I can't remember who said it, but when you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. And therefore, I have to go with the team who has the male cheerleaders.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. If we're going to – every indication is we're going to play two quarterbacks, and if you got two quarterbacks, you're done. The defense does –
That's not true.
The defense doesn't play for Corral like they do Plumlee.
The who?
Defense. There's a different energy when the different quarterbacks are in.
So you're telling you're saying that when Matt Corral's in, the defense doesn't play for him.
Yes.
Even though he's not on the field at the same time
doesn't
as him?
Doesn't matter.
Is it because maybe you think like maybe it's like LSU's defense, you know? They used to think, well, shit, guys, we got to play our butts off so, you know, we can win these ball games, stay in them. But since Joe Burrow's been slinging this thing around the yard, they're kind of like, we can take a day off. That's fine. Joe's got our back. Is that what you're saying? It's kind of like?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm not following.
They don't want Corral on the field.
Well,
I don't want him out there.
I mean, I feel like, and you can tell me this is a dumb idea if you want to. You can throw it back. If you're going to play two quarterbacks, why not play three?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a third very talented guy on the bench as well, who we were told in fall camp was the number two guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, weigh your apples. Also, the head ball coach once said, we're going to play two quarterbacks. Dana Rule said you can't play two, so we're going to play two. And he won a lot of ball games in South Carolina doing that.
That's fair. But I just don't. He ain't here.
Ole Miss has let me down week in and week out for 23 years.
Okay? Not looking yet.
I don't know if I've ever been more let down than last weekend. Because I felt in my soul we could beat that team. And we could beat that team. We were better than Missouri. I don't believe Texas A&M has it to beat us at home.
I hope you're right.
Alcohol sales are starting tomorrow night at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium.
I hope you're right, man. I just can't roll with the Rebels. I just don't want to do it. I can't do it.
Florida State at Wake Forest. Wake Forest a 1-point favorite. Who you got?
Florida State. Ooh. No. I just remembered Alex Hornibrook's their quarterback. I can't pick him.
So we're going Wake Forest?
Yeah.
All right, good pick. Wake Forest wins it. Tulane at Memphis. Memphis is a 3.5-point favorite.
Well, I texted Chris earlier today and told him that he was dumb for taking Memphis -4. The Tulane's a very good football team. Tulane wins this football game.
That's a very, very good pick. I'm going to go Memphis in this one. I think Tulane's just all hot.
They're good. They got a good offensive coordinator.
They do have a good offensive coordinator. I agree. If I'm not mistaken, it's the same guy from Memphis last year. I just think that Tulane beat Houston in a good fashion, exciting fashion. It was Houston. It was Houston, wasn't it? Houston's not that very good football team. I mean, Dana Holgerson's out here asking seniors to redshirt so he can win ball games next year. Like, what the hell? We were all crazy when De'Aaron King, it was announced he was going to redshirt and transfer.
Yeah.
Now I think we see why.
Yeah. Tulane also went to Auburn and kept it within 17-18.
I think that was under different circumstances with Auburn. Auburn was trying to throw the ball a lot.
Don't matter. They kept them there. That does a lot for your confidence. You go to Auburn and do that as Tulane.
I mean, Kansas kept the Oklahoma game within 25 points, but that didn't do shit for their confidence.
Oklahoma also scored in, what, 50? 45?
Oh, it wasn't 50. I know that.
Not 45.
That might have been 50. I don't remember what the score was. Next up, we got Arizona at USC. USC's a 9.5-point favorite. Who you taking? This is a tough one for you, ain't it?
Khalil Tate can't do it.
Ooh.
Graham Harrell. USC.
Khalil Tate can do it. And then he will do it. If he's healthy.
Let me
backtrack. If he's healthy.
Kevin Sumlin's calling plays.
I'm taking Arizona in this one. USC's done, man. Sick of fork, you know.
We'll see.
Until next year when Urban Meyer gets there, it's over. All right, we got the game of the week, I guess. Two ranked teams. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State's a 7.5-point favorite in this one. Who you got? Surprise, surprise.
It's a big game, right?
I guess. By national standards.
It's hyped up as a big game, correct?
Shea Patterson ain't.
Michigan's playing in it, correct?
You act like Shea Patterson ever shows up in a game, period.
It's prime time, right?
Yeah.
Michigan's in it, right?
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh doesn't win those. Shea Patterson doesn't play in those. Jim Harbaugh's afraid of the lights. They're whiting the thing out. It's over.
Penn State's going to walk all over these boys.
It ain't going to be close.
What'd you say while ago? If they score 21 points, they'll win by 10. And I said, you know, they probably win 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you take this game. That was this game.
Yeah.
You take this game and you take the points with it.
Yeah. Michigan is terrible.
All right, for our Air Raid Dawgs, I was looking through a lot of these lines, and I couldn't really decide on one that I really loved.
I thought you were going Arizona State.
That would have been a great line, wouldn't it?
It's 13.5 if you
would
have
been a great line.
I mean, you're picking on the win.
I'm going to go with somebody that has never let me down before.
I mean, that's fair.
I'm taking Charlotte at Western Kentucky at +9.5. I went to the computer lab the other day. I was talking to this guy that was working in there. It's like 7:15 in the morning. And I'm finishing my project, writing everything off. And we're talking. He's got a 49ers hat on, but it's the Charlotte 49ers.
Yeah.
So we're talking. I was like, dude, they've never let me down on the podcast. I love them. I'm picking them this week. Who you got?
Purdue.
Ooh, Purdue at Iowa +17.5. That's a good line.
Iowa can't score 17 points, much less win by that.
You are correct. All right, we're going to get to NFL real quick. Like, Cardinals at Giants. Giants are a 3-point favorite in this game. Who you got?
Kyler Murray.
Ooh, I'm going Daniel Jones. Battle of the rookie QBs.
Hey, Logan. Giants are losing.
Texans and Colts. The Colts are a 1-point favorite in this game. Who you got?
Texas and Colts. Jacoby Brissett gets it done. I've been listening to a lot of Pat.
Oh, I think you've been listening to a lot of Chris, man.
Nah, a lot of Pat.
Saints at Bears. Bears are a 4-point favorite in this one. Who you got? I won't tell you beforehand.
Mitchell Trubisky's playing.
Kamara is not playing. And neither is Jared Cook, which he don't do shit anyway, but Kamara isn't playing.
Doesn't matter. Da Bears can't score. Da Saints win.
Yeah, I'm going with Saints in this one. I will never pick against them, ever. I don't care.
So,
Eagles at Cowboys. Cowboys are a 2.5-point favorite in this one. Who you got?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh. I think the Cowboys get it done. I think both these teams are shitty. Shitty.
T-Raj.
Eagles beat the Packers. I understand it. That's fine.
T-Raj.
I think Cowboys are going to rebound.
Cowboys are T-Raj.
All right, and last one, we got Ravens at the Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 3-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Russell Wilson. As he always says, go Hawks.
Yeah. I'm taking the MVP candidate in this one.
I'm hoping he throws the ball to DK a lot.
Probably not going to happen.
Help my fantasy team out a ton.
All right, you want to hear a wild stat?
What?
You know, like, the list of, like, richest people in the world? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, one is Bezos and Gage and then Buffett and all that. Do you know who, like, is, like, 4 through 8?
No.
The Walton kids from Walmart. Did you know that? Like all 4 or 5 of them. Do you realize, like, if he only had one kid, like, say you're his one kid, all right?
You're the richest man to ever live.
That's like 200, you're like worth $200 billion.
Imagine having that much money.
That's like Logan, what's that dude's name? Yeah, John D. Rockefeller. You know how much he was worth back then? Like in like the 20s? What? I don't know. It was in the millions. Do you know what like that equates to today?
$20
billion? $120 billion.
That was close.
Richest man to ever live. Imagine being one of his descendants.
Imagine spending $120 billion.
What would you like? What do you do with it?
You can't spend $120 billion. There's no way.
I'm sure you could find a way to spend it.
No. You could buy any country you wanted.
Yeah, no, like, absolutely. What country would you buy?
China.
I don't know if you could buy China for $120 billion.
Probably not. Well,
I mean, you could buy like Norway, I'm sure.
I'd buy Mexico.
You could probably buy Mexico for like 120 pesos.
And then expand the U.S.
Well, you own it. So what, you're just going to give it to the U.S.? Oh, you're just going to buy it and just give it to the
government? No, I've already bought the U.S. This is with the money I have left over.
You could buy the U.S. for $1. They're in so much debt.
I know. That's why I'm going to buy them first.
I mean, I just don't think that they would.
I may buy Canada, too.
Okay, I may have, like, bullshitted on this.
What? It probably costs a whole lot more for a country than we think it does.
I don't know, man. You got $120 billion. You probably might at least, like, partnered in with it.
Yeah. You make a lot of
big decisions. I mean, you can buy islands.
You can make a lot of big decisions with that much money.
All right, so it says here, this is according to Wikipedia, so... I don't know. Take that as you want. High school teachers tell you not to use it. College professors tell you it's the best thing ever. So, I don't know. It says his peak net worth was estimated at U.S. $409 billion in 2018 dollars.
So, imagine what you just had times four.
You could probably buy some countries with $409 billion. Yeah. Dollars.
I'm going to own the continent of North America.
Let's ask our accountant. Logan, what can you buy for $409 billion? How many countries do you think you could buy?
Like three?
So? You don't think you could buy like Georgia or... I'm pretty sure you could buy a whole continent of Africa. Like Georgia?
Where's all the oil at?
It's like Saudi Arabia.
I'm going to buy in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
And then I'm going to replenish my wealth.
I mean, you could just buy it and just, like, give women rights there. That would be good enough.
I mean, it's a lot of oil money. I could do that. I would be never forgotten if I did that. You know, my name in the history books. Not because I had $409 billion and such. It's because... gave Saudi Arabia rights. That's what really matters.
This man had two. Okay, see, I'm out of Johnny Rockefeller. I'm just skimming over this. His personal wealth in 1913. Take a gander at what it was.
$457
million. $900
million. Oh, I was halfway there again.
Like,
what is this? This is insane.
How do you build this?
This makes no sense.
Rockefeller's wealth soared as kerosene and gasoline grew in importance. This man was selling lamps to people. Go get your kerosene lamps.
Who uses a lamp anymore?
Well, I guess back in the day they didn't have electricity.
You're right.
You ever be like been to your grandma's house and like she has the kerosene lamps?
Yeah.
I used to think those things were like the coolest thing ever.
But in all actuality, they really sucked.
Yeah, like that shit just flames up and then you're just done for.
Oh yeah. See ya.
Like it's like a 2.6 second light and it's over with.
It burns your house down.
All right, so this thing says it became the richest person in the country, controlling 90% of all oil in the United States at his peak.
90%.
Think about this. I'm a firm believer of capitalists, okay? So think about this. You are a millionaire, almost a billionaire.
Yeah.
During the Great Depression.
Yeah.
What do you think he's doing during the Great Depression?
Hiding.
You think he's working, or you think he's just like, I'm just gonna sit on this and chill?
I think I'm gonna dip and go to another country and hang out for a while.
I mean, why did this man never run for president?
I don't know, because he already had too much money and didn't want no stress.
I guess that's a fair. Rockefeller spent much of the last 40 years of his life in retirement at his estate in Westchester County, New York, defining the structure of modern philanthropy, along with other key industrialists such as steel magnate Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie's like that dude that... Hey, Logan, isn't Andrew Carnegie the guy that like does the accreditations for school? Well, who am steel I thinking tycoon. Of?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're called like Carnegie units. That's why they named it after that dude? Because he gave them money, not because he invented it?
Pretty much.
Logan, everybody in America uses this guy's system, and he just gave money and they named it after him?
Yeah. How did we get off on this?
Oh, because it says that he was like along with philanthropy because of this guy. His fortune was mainly used to create the modern systematic approach of targeted philanthropy through the creation of foundations that had a major effect on medicine, education, and scientific research. His foundations pioneered the development of medical research and were instrumental in the near eradication of hookworm and yellow fever in the United States.
Huh.
What a guy. Just wiping out diseases left and right.
Rich.
It'd be crazy if he like died from yellow fever.
Medicine ain't cheap. He had all of it.
All right, so he used to be a bookkeeper. That's what he started out as. Like, and if you get worth $409 billion,
what's the first thing you buy?
Fair question. What's the first thing you buy?
Oh, yacht? Like a damn Bulgarian yacht? Yeah. I can get down with that.
A yacht. This is the first thing you buy.
I don't know if it's the first thing I buy. I probably know what the first thing I buy is.
What's the first thing you buy?
The Atlanta Braves.
Oh, that's ass.
What? How's that terrible?
Yacht, Atlanta Braves. I'm buying like bars of gold and burying them in my backyard.
Why? Why do you need bars of gold when you have $409 billion? You ain't never running out of money while you here.
Yeah, until the government comes out and deems that all this wired money BS is like non-efficient and they're not going to take it anymore. Then guess what? You're just as broke as the next person.
Hey,
that's... But then you got a gold bar I got 1,000 gold bars sitting back here.
That's a 10-year down the road decision. We're talking about day one. We ain't planning our life on day one. We're going to buy some cool shit.
Day one, $409 billion. Okay, you can buy three things day one, but you can only buy three things.
Okay.
Logan's buying a yacht and a Tesla. I already know that.
A Tesla?
He's probably gonna like start a foundation with SpaceX or something going to Mars.
He's going to buy SpaceX.
Would you like buy dinner with your boy, Musk. The alien? What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah, you're right. You'd be funding all of his stuff. How cool would that be for you?
What's the third thing you buy, Logan?
Nice.
Okay, so he bought the entire MLB. You can't buy the Braves.
Exactly. I don't have to pay for them. Logan's going to give them to me.
Yeah, I don't believe that. You're probably going to buy it from Logan.
How cool is that? Yeah, I'm not buying them.
What about for $409 billion? What if he charges you that? You going to buy them still?
Fuck no. It'd be kind of crappy if he didn't give them to me.
All right, so top three things. What would you buy?
You go.
Me go. You already got one. Name two more.
What do I have?
You already got the Braves. You said you want to buy the Braves.
Yeah, but Logan's going to not sell them to me.
All right, so Logan's already bought the Braves.
Yeah, so I can just go to the games and not have to worry about running anything, you know?
What if, like, Logan's like a dick by this point, doesn't want to hang out with us?
No, like, I'm going to be able to go to any game I want to for free. Yeah, I don't have to own a team. I can just go wherever I want to. Exactly. Why do I need to spend my money when Logan's spending all his money on me?
Oh, that's fair. I mean, y'all are kind of shitty people.
How?
I mean, first thing I think I'd do if I had $409 billion is just like eradicate my family's debt, pay it all off. Probably buy my mom a house. And I mean, if we're buying like cool shit, I'd probably buy the Saints for my mom.
That's day two stuff. Hey, it's me today, dog. I don't care. It's me.
All right, so if I have to like, it's like this episode of Friends.
I'm probably going, what's a big guy in Hollywood?
You ever seen, like, you've never watched Friends,
probably have you? The biggest guy in Hollywood.
Like, size or like?
Like, that would have the biggest house.
John Frank Clark?
No, like, in Hollywood.
I don't know, man. That has the biggest house?
Who? What actor do you hate?
What actor do I hate?
Yeah.
There's not many actors that I hate.
One guy you hate in movies.
One guy that I hate in movies.
Yeah.
Probably Alec Baldwin.
I'm going to go walk up to his front door, buy his house in cash, burn it to the ground, and piss on the ashes.
I mean, that's kind of heartless.
Yeah, but it's funny.
The only reason I don't like Alec Baldwin is because people say he's funny, but like I just feel like
I'm going to go buy AOC's house and do that. Yeah. Just to show my, what are you going to do to me? I have $400 billion.
She's probably going to tax the shit out of you. Like,
this is just free money.
You realize that's what she does, right?
Yeah. But she ain't going to have nothing.
She's going to take 99% of your wealth.
I'm going to pay whoever her boss is to fire her. But anyway, what do you buy?
Time out. Who do you think she works for? She doesn't work for the company. She works for the fucking government.
I have $400 billion. I own the government.
You haven't bought America yet.
No, but they do pretty much what I say. One guy with 400. I'm going to buy the Cowboys from Jerry Jones. That's what I'm going to do.
I'd probably buy the Cowboys from Jerry Jones. And then, like,
make it
disintegrate the team. Like, change the name of it and everything.
No, like, I'd make them relevant again.
Dude, I hate the Cowboys.
Nah.
I'd probably buy the Cowboys. Call Chris Clark and be like, hey, man.
I just bought the Cowboys. You're banned for life.
Just bought the Cowboys. We don't appreciate you being a fan. You curse us. Go home.
I don't know. I like the yacht idea. Like a big one.
So there's this old saying I heard a guy tell me one time.
Hold on.
If you have to ask the price of a yacht, you can't afford the yacht.
Yeah.
I guess I can't ever afford it because I'd always be like, how much is this? Like, is this one over here a little bit cheaper? $409 billion, but I mean, I'm going to scrape every penny. It can't last forever.
Hey, give me that one. It will for you. I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have a hold in the Braves. Probably going to own the University of Mississippi. They're just going to rename everybody.
I mean, you act like this is just like a service you can buy. Like, I mean,
they're going to rename every building after me.
Why? Then everybody be confused. Oh, we're going to the Brady Walters building today. Well, which one? They're all the fucking same.
I don't know.
Well, one's going to be named, this is the Brady building. This is the Scott building. This is the Walters building.
Yeah.
This is the Brady Scott building.
I don't know.
Do you know that the Turner Center is named after Logan and his family?
Yeah, I'm going to call bull crap.
All right, well, tweet us at MrCarney_14, at Air Raid Sports, at BWalt_810.
Eight. On what, Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter's eight.
Yeah, tell us what you would do with $409 billion. Thank y'all for listening.